Amen.
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 I've been thinking about some issues confronting today's generation.
Margin and sama in the masantini aya oho one.
So we have prioritized money and possession above relationship.
In the sika na ahunya na osihie nyodo sende yenko fubezin kitahu.
But I believe that one of the most serious needs of today's generation is the need for healthy relationship.
Nami mum minimede nanka ende mesantini azohia kese papa pa ozumahuan oindo behia de wobeyen kitan huza or ya papa.
Relationship between spouses, parents and children and friends.
In kitan huza oda our roofing team, oda mba na abatanin team, oda ayankufun team, oda inyanumin team.
One man of God called Rick Rayner, after retirement, he listed 30 important things in his life as a minister that was reflecting upon Rick Rayner. And the number one on the list was that he says, I should have spent more time with my family.
Because
on retirement, the church has got a new pastor. Members know their daddy, new daddy. It's unfortunate, the ministry we do, when you retire and another man comes, you are the daddy, you are ex-daddy.
Inti aya oye ya ode de mesuma djuma ya yeye se ekwa ahumeje na sofufufuru bepe sofufufuru na onenye woneje awenyim no na awuzi eyeje a etwem.
Even in present circumstances, some of you are here in Cape Coast. When you leave Cape Coast, I'm no more your daddy, I'm not your mommy. That's how some have related with us. We are ex daddies and ex mommy, but it ought not to be so.
Cancer, you will go a man, Muhase, and so ye will be no one. I mean, a woman may die, ya, ya, and nanny, ja, ye, chemuko, on either or banadam.
One week raining when Renan runs the retirement, he says, I should have spent more time with my family, my wife,
Raina,
and my children.
So for Raina, Okwa, whom a genos in Kamunyanka, or what that midgin bribe bri, Naminime Busia.
But now you're on retirement, all you have is your spouse and your children. Your children are even old, they are married, they are gone. I'm going to take some time in the coming weeks to address the issue of healthy relationships.
Me peda mejem ber wo da pena ogunye na enyimi na ye cheche fa apomuzen nkitahuza otsempo anede oye papa.
And I'm going to start from this point, a sermon I preached some few weeks ago on the Tuesday services that entitled The Root of Bitterness.
Inti mebaka sa afa asama ebinada wa besin kwe ana ebinada kakra ma kan ho asam da ye wuzi ne farba. Another ninja.
Because distorted relationships is distorted by hurts.
And when you are
hurt, most likely will get bitter.
So
let's take about 3 weeks and look at this subject of bitterness. 3 weeks, and then we'll continue for some more issues on very healthy relationships.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 12 and let's do a study. We're going to do a very serious study this morning. Hebrews 12, verse 14 and 15. Hebrews chapter 12, 14 to 15. It says, strive, I'm using the English Standard Version. Strive for peace with everyone. Note the emphasis. Strive for peace. And for holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
nye ahumte a obi kwetu a orunhu eruaze
no. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, and that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled.
Womenhwe ye ama obi emfi nyankopon adom ho anka echi ama bonwen enjo bi emfi anhohu na wendia do ma ododo ho engufi.
Striving for positive relational capacity is at the base of the scriptures I just read. Striving for it, working at it. Because sometimes some people, you can't live at peace with them, but the Bible says strive for peace with everyone.
Verse 14 and 15
is emphasizing relating with our neighbor, striving to relate with your neighbor, striving to relate with God, and striving to relate with yourself.
So
striving for healthy relationship is something we need to work at regularly.
We are supposed
to put energy into the ability to relate with people, to make it work. Unfortunately, in many instances in our lives, seeds of hurts have been sown in the soil of our hearts. As we grow up through childhood and to adulthood, there are phases of life, seasons where people and circumstances sow seeds of hurt into the soil of our hearts, and that tend to distort our relational capacity. Seeds of abuse, misuse, seeds of maltreatment, seeds of rejection from friends, parents, and siblings. As we grow, we encounter a lot of seeds sown into our hearts through all kinds of distorted relationships.
In the process of time,
the habits we manifest or the behavior we manifest are as a result of seeds that have been sown into our hearts.
So
we ask a lot of questions. Why does this person behave the way he or she behaves? What are the things that makes us behave the way we behave? Selfishness, greediness, anger. What are the things that makes us react in terms of the way we react in our relationship with other human beings? Quite a number of the hurt seeds that have been sown into our hearts, they generate bitterness.
Bitterness.
What can a yeuzi one? Okay, yo, apart from that, what else can you use for the word bitterness?
Boring.
I saw a yen win. And see, if you are a waza, if you
are
One of the things I've got used to as a pastor, I've been pastoring for 37 years. One of the things you hear as a pastor, daddy, he so zoom here. My time as this year, no, me time, he so zoom here. Now, if you mind, I'm asking the man, he's more young, about there. Oh, yeah, as I own you, and you didn't argue, he so zoom here. As a pastor, that's what I've come to experience. Over 37 years. Matthew, daddy, me share your souls in with you. Mr. Maiden. I mean, my Maiden on maybe, sir. Today, me share your word first. If you are needing me, if you are so chum. Job, if you are, I'll be some day, I'm Mr. Beckham McKees. And I'm saying, daddy, I'm a bona yayo. Bison. I'm a bona yayo, 18 if you fear. Begone. Also, if you are not a be not drink. As more can I? As more if you are, if you are not a hobby, be not drink. As more can I? So, as it were, as we grow, a lot of things happen that can create bitterness. And bitterness, go hard. When you're justified, if you why am I sure? You see, you have to go through as a process and then get healed.
See, open a dama or defense, you say no more. Na in your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
One time, I'm preaching on forgiveness. You're fine, I'm a back rubies. You're fine, lady. Still, I mean, you're fine. I'm about to daddy, I'm a little natural. Mr. Ababana, my preacher of forgiveness. You're point over Obama chain. Achieve as that is actual. Mr. Ababana Maya. Abana Maya that show my me boy word and say as actual me. Leadership. Oh, then you mean I come for leadership. Amen.
Amen.
A leader better simply. Mizu yao. Bitterness. Mizu yao. Mr. Abana Maya was Mizu. I'm not sure there. Or your perception. On your asset to a Bibia, my catching and I'm my or your perception. Bia, or take a decision, Bia, Mempenedo. It doesn't mean who you are. That's bitterness.
Only you see.
Some of them are not justified.
If you know, I shall know for Queen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All of us are prone to be bitter in life. If you grew up in a domestic environment where you didn't receive all the love from father and mother, you can grow up to be very
bitter.
If there was no good motherly care, you grow bitter, and the bitterness can defile others.
Amen.
Amen.
And
that's what the scripture we just read said. It says that the root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. If you didn't get good motherly care, your wife and your female friends can be defiled.
If you didn't get
a good fatherly care, your husband and male friends can be defiled by your perception. The fact that you didn't get all the care you needed to have.
It's
called the root of bitterness. How does bitterness take root in our hearts? Before there is a root, there must be a seed. There's the seed of bitterness, the root of bitterness, and the fruit of bitterness. The fruit is the way you act towards your fellow human being. That's where the fruit will show that you are a bitter person.
Iti injo no onye ekwana efado enye wiyan kwinyimpezi nkita hun ono na omomo yehude awu eyozibi wo abrabu.
A bitter person is usually one who has been hurt.
Obia oziye oni obi a eyota but the way friend will kwan bido.
Hurt by people, hurt by circumstances or life experiences.
Uncrawfo on a monkrawfo do, anede tibiebi, ane abrabomu on sohwe, obotume pra nyimpa.
Especially if your experiences are contrary to your expectations.
Nkankara za, when you wada kwande, owode unu, onye za eri femise isi anubu ibra.
As we grow, we all have expectations in life. I'm expecting to get married by this age. I'm expecting to have children by this age. I'm expecting to have this job after I finish my program. But the reality is that sometimes our experiences are contrary to our expectations. Our expectations can take even longer than we thought. And so bitterness doesn't always come as a result of what people do to us. Sometimes bitterness is as a result of the circumstances and experiences of life.
And
we want to look at Naomi in the book of Ruth, who is a case study of somebody who was hurt by circumstances.
Na eshe Ruth woman na yepede yeshe Naomi a oye mfato ho onam tibie bi dun ti wo befre.
The seed of bitterness was sown into the heart of Naomi over the tragic loss of his husband and two sons. The loss of loved ones can be very devastating. Recently, one of my friends lost his 30-something years old son, a lecturer in the university. Very devastating.
The may uncle for no quarrel, no bad being in our ways in fear, the son. Will Fimi,
very devastating.
Oh, yeah, Zah, oh, yeah, take
us. Amen.
Amen.
So the loss of loved ones can make one bitter.
It is so bitter, no doffer. Oh, but to one with you.
So the Naomi story is a story of pleasantness, unpleasantness, bitterness, and then betterment.
Naomi na boko samino oya sama oye za oye fio zuko tru moya ahumaka zuko tru moya ahumaka ne fio fa yeuzim na nzama echi obeyeyi.
And it happens. It does happen in life.
Niyi osiwa brabo.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been called to the hospital to pray for one or two church members who lost their babies at childbirth. And I saw the baby, beautiful, handsome, beautiful babies lying there, lifeless.
Na me wa from a Marco hospital. Marco bompa ama. I saw him baby in Womba, Esha, Abofroba, Bimba, and Nede Bisaba. What the one whom come, cafe, fe, name, Mukwebia, and you know
me. It can be devastating.
Obutumaya, how Kessi.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the seed of tragedy that occurred in Naomi's life in Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1, verse 3 to 6, the seed of tragedy that was sown in the heart or the life of Naomi.
Abba, oye, yewa, wujen wa Naomi, abrabu.
Verse 3 to 6, the New Living Translation. It says, then Elimelech died, that's Naomi's husband. And Naomi was left with her two sons. The two sons married Moabite women. One married a woman named Orpah, the other woman named Ruth. But about 10 years later, both Mahlon and Chilion died. That's painful.
Oh, yeah, yo.
Painful.
Oh, yeah, yo.
This left Naomi alone without her two sons or her husband.
Na Naomi nukun Elimelech wi na oka onara na nimba benyin benu no na woshishia yenu mwo Moab mba anu mu oba akunizinizi opa na oba akoso nizinizi Ruth na watsina ho arabeya infido na Malon na Chilion won benu nyina su wuwi na oba anu ne mba benu na nukun no danu jai.
Can be very painful.
Especially
when you travel outside your country to another
country.
Very, very painful.
Later,
Naomi heard that God has visited the land of Judah. So decided to return. And the daughter-in-law Ruth decided to go with her.
So verse 19
to 20 says, Ruth chapter 1, 19 to 20. So the two of them continue on their journey. When they came to Bethlehem, the entire town was excited by their arrival. Is it really Naomi? The woman asked.
Na oba de wo do Bethlehem no. Kronu yina bo twitwi ba honenchan na mba no si de ananaomi ni.
Verse 20. Naomi said, "Don't call me Naomi." She responded, "Instead call me Mara, for the Almighty has made life very bitter for me."
Na ose one day, emma won frem me Naomi, won frem me Mara. Na otumfu no nyimi ezinu wendodo.
I like to preach, on our day-to-day experiences. I like to preach about daily experiences. Not so much your logical explaining Hebrew and Greek things. I want us to go to the nitty-gritty where the rubber, the car tire meets the road and you see whether the car is strong or not.
The Hebrew mu and the Jew fun ne yim ne mum yen kasamfa medibia yefan wa brabum.
How do you take it when you lose your husband and two sons, only two sons? How do you take this in life?
Now unkebe ye den na ajatum de ebo shrukun na wumban be yimba ebieni pea ewan wa brabum.
So when you're outside looking in, someone is going through an experience, you are looking at them. Sometimes you don't feel it much. You don't really understand what they go through.
Like
we say, Frank has lost the mother, Akwesi has lost the mother, Lady Ada has lost the husband. You know, you can look at it and then you think that, you can be from the outside looking in, you can just run short over it and Take it light.
So on ya wa eya na azini ibunu trotroba.
Naomi, her name means pleasant. The Hebrew meaning of the word now means pleasant, delightful, or lovely.
Naomi Hebrew kasem nizi nincha sanye de moya umaka moye do na moyo.
But the crisis of death, losing the husband and children, great crisis in life left her bitter, very bitter.
And how are you? And how? Wa braboy ma oma oshri nukun na nembembe nyimbe bienu oma obezi yo kesepa.
So bitter that she no longer wanted to be called by her given name, Pleasant, but by new name, Mara. Mara means bitter.
Inti okezi yo wa dun pempen so then nizina was a ton oya umakano. No, Peter was a friend. One friend, Mara.
Mara is a feminine name of Hebrew origin. That means bitter, bitter.
Mara, or your Hebrew kasa, was a man ojina ho win.
She was bitter, broken, and deeply hurt.
Na damazi omu obezi yo obubun na uprene kasena.
So for Naomi, Mara was not a slogan. Sometimes, there are things we place on ourselves as a slogan. Hey, yo, yo. Naomi, Mara was not a slogan.
Since I'm a boy, yeah, yeah, no, Oye de yezizi fin o de denye na na da bi wa Naomi afirm no. So oka de winwe na no ya asama na o de na anu kete.
She was indeed bitter and had every right to be bitter as it were.
Na ampara orizi ye wa ankasa ankasa. Na kwani bia wo ho de ozi ye o se hwe mo si na.
So when she came back to town she was grieving.
It's a bra o sani be nu krom no no orizi arewo.
Grieving is part of the process of healing. It's normal and healthy to grieve when you lose.
I will no say I will ebe fi ye onu ma no kan hyehye no ho. It is a shri bibia o twa de izare ho.
A friend of mine lost the brother. They are Christians, and when the brother died, there was an edict. May use word kasepo. There was a statement made in their home that nobody should come there weeping. Their brother has gone to heaven, so nobody should cry.
Into me, uncle, be new, be in the film, and now what kind of day? There, Papa, no, or Rocco, a shrine, Mamma, be our own.
So, anybody who came to console them and weeping, they will rebuke you. Say, hey, oh, brother, when I remember Musa, say, mediation, may have born the Musa. It's not healthy. Grieving is healing.
On your papa. Say, I will resign who are Okanshashen.
Amen.
Amen.
And Naomi says, I'm grieving, I'm bitter.
Naomi says, I will who I am yo.
And that is human. It's human to be.
You
get to be bitter for a period, for a time. It's normal.
Iyi no tre yin yi personu mote. Say, yin pa na bibi tua is a real who. Oka bra bonu who. But no noble bo matapo.
Over grieving is not healthy.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, poured milk on the sand. You can't continue crying that I've poured milk. You can't continue crying over milk that has been spilled. You can always, always buy a new kind of milk, another kind of milk.
Into our milk, you know, go and hear.
And there are some of us who insist that we have a right to be bitter. And we get so entrenched that it becomes our identity. The bitter one, Mara, I'm the bitter one.
Iti ye dome sukwa mechi ono no babe yenashan so. Iyi nyimashan so, Mara.
Crisis can make you bitter.
How obotum ama is yo?
Minuses in life can make one bitter. You lose this. Enzama
on you are brabum, anedo if you are brabum, no so ama is yo.
Aging and the fear of never getting married can make you bitter.
There, Irinian, Nisweda, our room worried that, no so obeme is yo.
One of my daughters told me some time ago, she says, Daddy, I'm almost 40 years old.
Remember, get his banoko catch him there, Papa. Onche bia amazing feel done.
I'm almost 40 years, Daddy. No man, I don't have any man in my life.
Minyimpu.
And it was a great concern. 40, no boyfriend. It's a concern.
No, yeah, drink, papa, o Sunday is the mean fee. Nature, then we be a new abra boom, no, yeah.
Divorce can make some people bitter.
Now, I will just so what to my uncle for with you.
Is it bitter by circumstances, financial crisis, health challenges, relational challenges can make one bitter.
There, I will go stick a sum no more how there on ye be one kitten with the akasakasa womb. Need now, but to my uncle for you.
Not having your own biological children can make you bitter.
There, one kasa in you are no mumba. No so obotum wama is yo. So
Naomi's frame of reference, the way she categorized her experience was bitter.
Eshe Naomi na foma e kwana offer those orufom no or the shade kabemuno on no mo ziyo.
And the one to blame was the Almighty himself, was bitter against the Almighty, not against any human being.
Nibia no na dream and the on no all more for the mazimuno.
There's a question we ask ourselves. When people are going through experiences, we sometimes are not loving enough to understand the frame of reference they put around the experience. You know, the question we ask is that, was there any other frame she could have put on her experience?
Ekwana offer do no shesin huno nanche on ye na asam ye de and ekwan fo frubi wa and chobo to my shadow.
You've lost your husband and children. So the frame is, oh, it is well. See, for you answer, oh, it is well. God knows best.
In see, who could need him? De our asam ye de uye if we na echenin, de ni na ye yamino yim papa.
And for that time, the only frame she could put around her experience was, I'm bitter.
Na da membre no unfoyin na nobo to mecha afaza oru fomi de ami mirizi yo.
It was going to take time for her to reframe her experience. It was going to take time.
And now obejem bra obo to wasa sanadren for na mo fom no washen.
We're going to be looking at it because in the process of time, some years later, the frame of reference change.
Na ye boshe yi o sande in birugum no echi no ono ne shado no obesesan.
It takes time to see what God is up to, because for most of our experiences allowed, God might be up to something, but it takes time.
And your bejem bir bebre and sane ehu ibia na man erifam no yankopon na nkasa obete echi na emum yi ogen bir.
Some years ago, me money be I catch him. Daddy, you bomb pay the benny nature. Now, in your time, you be show. Daddy, be show. We pay the nature, be show. And I'm glad some of them today, the way they are taking care of me, they couldn't have done it 10 years ago.
Inti, walk at the master, Mitch, and they may you are Jay, a quana, a wolf for the warrior, mom. Inti, if you draw a basin of one, nunca won't to me.
See, the Lord said, Daddy, and Peddy will say, oh, then inche. Now, oh, Breno, and your home for son, Sanaco. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you go through a terrible experience right now, and 10 years later you see the outcome, the frame change, then you begin to say, so that was why God, that was why. Now that was why it could take time.
Inti se effort the mission we ya o yo huna ye yo yuma. Ne echi no bibi papa se echi ya. Ne echi ya kache onda ayinti na yanko panna opede oye damazi ya. Damasam no eya ojembe.
Joseph went through some bitter experiences.
Joseph so offense ama wiwi mudama.
But 15 years later.
Infi bebre echi beye infi doye nume echi.
When Joseph met his brothers in Genesis 45 verse 8, the English Standard Version says, he says, it was not you who sent me here.
Na echi no oche ninu anumi beyin fo asenya ho na wosoma mwa.
But God,
na emom yankopana.
Initially the frame of his reference when he was in jail was that, I've not done anything, they brought me here. That was how he framed his experience.
Asha sano oru for home na wanyinu ko tu fiaze no. Ose me yeshi na wanyima aboti.
But years later, he reframed his experience. He says, it was God. All these terrible things that happened to me, you see, I'm using frame in terms of how we frame a picture. It was God.
Inti echi infi bebre echi no ena nzama mungu na ofam eyo no ofam no aza to ashusha fufrum dama wazim for you to ashusha mi no asde no chade no yanyankopana.
So when things are bitter now, sometimes we don't understand. And it's normal not to understand. It's normal for you to complain. It's normal for you to criticize. But it's always abnormal to continue in that state of life after 5 years, after 10 years. The girl who dumped you. The man who dumped you.
I bent say no to which name.
You spend money on the man.
I wouldn't do whiskey na shepapi.
As a pastor, I'm meeting some. I want a crisis kakrebo man. What about officer? And someone what can? Daddy, where did you see to bumba na mutai? Mata. Nta me catch me mama yin fun de e be wara but more than the post can now ro.
Mhm.
Na sa samba.
Mhm.
Obama reference. Daddy, a turn pa wey mu was ya mu hazin man na muto was ya mu hazin. Ma, anya da me kan anase o mata. Mata. In the process of time, things change. Especially among even Christian marriages.
Nembero kwanza masasa. Hey, I know you're more than one. You're a crystal fool. Wow.
You're a wedding. Fine. Wow. Hey, you imagine. If you're a Zizia Gudu. Wanchi. You see, wedding. Wanchi be a wedding. Be a me, I'm too, too. And to me, I'm feed that. Go wedding. Me, wanchi, na mizi. Ah. You have free balls. I am watching and I'm in the reference. Yes, you want to know when you are coffee, you start a year war, but from Maraban, and in some people about our life. And that's where when you don't, you are not emotionally strong. You'll not be able to manage the emotional challenges that come when you begin to grow in your relationship.
Ehwanu ne hu de satsinka numu yezina na ehaw na obaba no ntum emfa atsinka papa na emfe sesi na asha ase de erofa home wo winkita hunzi
am na meto switch no mata ma pastor che tim won simpi daddy a tam na wey zem hu azin mana matai mata nti boys na boys are ofi de wa jam. Fi da jamu bi se na opo bad bibia awu twen obobbo reference. Amen.
Ne
obobbo reference se nzema from mana obo no start the otena obaka o de o re fi de etam na azem ho azin mana moto. In fact one lady bi o me wa wona che so many years ago o fi Cape Coast mo hana bi se na ba na meti abra bi se na fi. Hello, how are you? How's your husband? What's the problem? My husband is this a couple of BNT. We decided there. Yes, after marriage, you.
Well, where is she, baby?
I see. A time now. What's the end of the nano providing? This is an operator being provided.
Time.
Of it, Tama. A back up goes back at you. Ah, wow, Rachel. Yes, so. Obobo mama is there. Originator. I saw making. Oh, it's true, man. But maybe 90% I'm making. Oh, yes, true. Oh, yeah, yes, true. Now, besides our Casano, if you have a tramp with you, what tramp with you? What cool school? I want you to see it. Kunsu wako school when you see. No problem. I'm about worrying about. Ofi tema. And I'm saying that. Oh, chapa na ko tema no. I catch your pastor na. Also, I want you to be worrying about them pastor no. I'm not. Okay. I catch your pastor na or tema na. Also, I want you to be worrying about them pastor no. I want all them. But then I catch you there. From you kuna catch you there. Major with them. And see, our Bessiano, all spouse our name, she ye. She ye, pa. Am I talking to some people here?
Mercasa.
I'm married 39 years. Then you're 66 years. May preacher for 40 years. So, me too for a tea. Amen.
Amen.
A marriage I blessed. A marriage I didn't bless. A marriage I knew the couple I didn't bless. You come to Paradise School, my office. Because I don't know when your problem into office or personal thing, what can one so much in? I bought some more kind of switching out share and I'm telling you. Oh, look, suffer. Baba Minchin or Paradise School. Yes, more office. Is it bitterness, eh? When we started our church, there was an old lady, Mommy Becca, now, Mommy Pimbi, Timbiano Fra Black. You were Minister, she was always in black. She came to join our church. Our church was a church of young folks. Elderly woman. Mommy, why are they Timbi afraid to me? I say, Mukumbu, have one metro man soon. Into a guru or court, into a Timbi, our court, and into other offering to. After about 1 year, 2 years, or good friend to me, because our tremanson. When I watched those, we might have remembered her. Our tremanson to do friend to. One tremanson, we are, oh, you need to know. Amen.
Amen.
Bitterness is destructive.
Ayozi or sayazi.
But bitterness is not a life sentence. It ought not to be a permanent feature in your life. I'm bitter and there's nothing I can do about it. You have a right to be bitter. You have a right not to be bitter. But bitterness is not right. It is harmful. You must always know that there's always a place for betterment out of bitterness.
No, what that BBNs I see that a quantity be a while as a papa be fi a yozinu maba.
You may never get back what you lost, like your husband.
As a way if you won't send no one sending can be a
you can always get back your life, the pleasant you.
Name Mumwa Brabono, a bottom one sack can be in brand edge when you are.
So in the process of time, if you study the story of Naomi, Naomi did not spend the rest of her life grieving.
Naomi
in the process of time, she moved on. Tell somebody, move on. She moved on. And she invested her life in what I call Project Ruth. When you have lost what you can't get back, invest your life in something that can be fruitful. You will never get back Elimelech, Naomi. Your two sons are gone. You can't be spending all your life biting your fingernails. Elimelech. Elimelech. Mahlon. 10 years,
Mahlon.
It is destructive. Are you listening to me carefully? It's destructive when you're always crying over what you lost. You lost your husband. Is there any way I can help somebody going through marriage problem?
And
you lost your children. Is there somehow? Is there somebody without a father or mother I could help? When Naomi became a bridge to the future of Ruth, she got her pleasant self back again.
Na Naomi obeye adentem ozema Ruth na brabo ni funyi chano ono nensa kan no huna our friend Naomi ni
biwaya. Restoration out of bitterness is in being selfless.
Sebeye sa nemu efi eyoma no chedo de eya ho forma ija ahun.
Loss can make you selfish.
Nemu abibia no adwen yo da shu bibia.
Loss. Loss of a loved one, divorce, business loss. Loss can make you selfish at the point that every decision you take, you don't care how it is. All you care is your ego. Ego.
Inti awo ashri bibibia ashri wukuna ane weyer ane de eje ya awar ane de ejumezi bine wefi wansa. Debi Obama ayepese munkunya awu debia inhunde dabi damena mese.
There's a danger of selfishness when you lose.
Esano wo
You become so entrenched in certain decisions that you don't care how many people you hurt. You don't care. I'm talking about life. I stand up with people and I tell them what you are doing is wrong. They don't care. They don't care. Because they've lost. Anybody else can lose. I don't care. But Tama, Naomi, or started the. Stop with the origin root in the home. She got back her pleasant self. She managed to orchestrate a marriage between Ruth
and
Boaz.
But Ruth, no Boaz in team.
And they gave birth to a son called Obed.
Now, our friend Obed.
Who gave birth to a son called Jesse. And Jesse gave birth to David.
Ne Jesse, obohu David.
So Naomi was not bitter all her life.
Nti Naomi wenzi ya wa na abrabo ni nyina.
But according to the scripture, Bible says that when Obed was born, she cuddled Obed. People, Bible translators have so many definitions that she fed Obed with a breast, only breast.
Choy some what kind of a far room baby say
but such stories in the Bible are points of reference for our lives in terms of what could happen when we change our interpretation of life.
Na nzama dam na osu wo cho yi semu no oyenhwedo ozemayen da enyansu ebejina do agboyen ne bra anede obesesa nzama bi ayandwen dem oti.
People we have spoken to, me and your mom, taking care of this auntie, mommy's friend, she's lived with about 6 different women who are not her biological mothers.
There onye nkofu beye esia na onye wana atena wonye na maami a owun.
And the mother was busy somewhere also. So you grow up and there's a lot of chip. Your relational capacity has so many questions.
Nte enwu de kwana ofado onye nkofu zinkita wono nsambisa bebere won.
I've sat down with a lot of marriage couples trying to help them. If you go to their problem, you notice that one or both of them have a problem of improper domestic care when they were growing up. Most of them.
I worry, baby. Say, horror film. Now, what's up, Bamuha? It's a be enough. It's a be senafa. Baby, Chede, if ye a channel. Now, Chede, no, quay. About time, you know, when you hope.
So, insecurity and fear is at the root of why they act the way they act. Naomi experienced a very negative experience, tragic experience.
Naomi mo fom no no nyaze papa no oyeye o.
But she didn't cry all her life.
Nemum wensan nkwadan na
kwesu. There may be some losses. I don't have to cry over losses all your life. You are crying about the boy who left you, the girl who left you, the man who left you. For
15
years. Recently, my daughter, Lady K, she called me and said, "Daddy, I'm in Kasua for a wedding."
Kate, or from there, Papa, Moko Kasua, Moko Ifu.
My sister-in-law is getting married for the first time at the age of 60 years.
Osi de me kuma, afi na wenye benyina oro
wa. First time.
Wezi mfi edwesia.
60 years.
Mfi edwesia, banana oro wara.
It means that certain things do happen in life.
Each day, the betum aye bibi wa brabui.
Amen.
Amen.
To give you the opportunity to reframe your experiences.
Dobomo wa kumbui. There are
some very powerful medicines we take that are very bitter to take. Well, what are you about to go at him? Yeah, yeah, me about to hear chloroquine. I will. But for four, I'm there for two. Nothing you know. It's a moment, me cap, so for chloroquine. Star lawyer. What to go up? What to do? What can I do? Why? But mommy, I'm paid to fuck. I'm paid to fuck. I'm paid to get it. But look, whenever you get healed from malaria,
also your baby malaria.
Could it be that now many bitter experiences in was because of David?
And about when there Naomi more for me than David in there.
Could it be?
Oba benda ma.
Yami, yanti naso, mosi na oya nazi. Nkofi bi awo bawa brabo ma, yami, o use to help them, no. Circumstance bi ama, nke wo mwa brabo muda. Nke wo mwa brabo muda. Kate Franklin, ni mami, young girl. Owo na ozine koma, ni next door neighbor. Then, but your milk will come, maybe, if you remember. Now, when you remember me, it's frankly not an easy thing, you know. Mammy, no option. I said, oh, no option from baby. This is not a Kirk Franklin, though. But look at Kirk Franklin today. Bill Clinton was raised as an orphan. The name Clinton was the name of the one who raised him.
And you know, you can't continue to turn on our funny Clinton. Or is in turn on?
Could it be that just because of David that Naomi went through all these tragic experiences? Could it
now,
be?
Now, but to my band, on them, David didn't see. Now, Naomi offered them a honey nama.
God always gives us the opportunity to reframe our experiences.
Yami, Abibia, Omen, our Kumbay, the mayor, Femino, Yabashan, Fufu.
From bitterness to betterment. So that when your life journey on earth ends, you can thank God for whatever you went through. Thank God for what I lost. But I gained Obed. And then David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So stop crying over spilled milk. Stop crying.
It is our sin.
The marriage that didn't work, the marriage, the relationship that didn't work. Stop crying over it. Just give God time. God is up to something. Pray that you live.
I will bump a double moon come at
that's last. One of my sons and daddy. We bump a day being in a chair because they're special.
Amen.
Then wash him. Ah, on your side, 3 years ago, what to my
the membrane now working uncle won't.
It's a moon in my 50s, and can make my enjoy those blessings. It's me and we, mommy. I said, oh, I don't know what I'm saying. Hey, I'm a mean machine, was it, man? I didn't know I'm here. Yeah, but Barbie, when I got quite a fear. I'm sorry, I'm stop crying or for what you lost. and taking unconventional decisions about your future. Unconventional decisions about your future. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that Joseph didn't die early. So years later, about 15 years later, Joseph could tell his brothers, Tumunda, it was God who sent me to Egypt. Reframing your experiences. Reframing it. Through loss, through abandonment,
it's
God's story.
Only
if any history. People say that history is his story. We call it the story of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Your friend Jesus, he was Jesus.
He was called the son of Joseph.
Now our friend Joseph
from the house of David.
What David fee?
He was not a biological child of Joseph. He was not the biological child of Joseph.
On your Joseph nasim bazi.
But in the biblical lineage, he's linked to
Ne Eshe Shoye Sam Ebusia Santinuma was in a bata Joseph.
Our day-to-day life experiences is not always pleasant. It's not always pleasant. But when God situates you in a certain context, be glad. Some of you, God brought you to this church. Because of the story of this church. When me and your mom, we are dead and gone, the story will be written because of you in this church. The story of Family Sanctuary is your story. That's why God has planted you in this church. No other church in this city. There are many churches in this city. But God planted you here because of the story. And you are part in the story. So don't take yourself for granted. Your story has been orchestrated by God. Listen to me. I'm saying this in closing. Whatever you are going through now is a phase.
Mary from Cynthia or your phone.
It's a phase in life.
Or your phone or Bravo.
It's not the end of your life.
Or your Bravo Navy.
And faces change.
Now, Afano or Sasa.
It changed for Naomi. It changed for Joseph. It changed for
David.
So whatever you might be going through is a phase in life.
It's a marriage from
say no. And it's not a permanent phase. For you to conclude that my life is over. No.
Dabi.
No.
Dabi.
You are going to move from bitterness to betterment. It's going to get better. And then you will tell the story one day. It was bitter then. You will tell the story one day. It was bitter. It was tragic. It was unpleasant.
No, on your show.
But it all happened because of this. The Lord knows what you are going through. He cares about what you are going through. He cares. You don't maneuver your way, maneuvering and orchestrating, deceitfully. It's not the answer. It's not the answer. In God's own time, you say, like Joseph, it was God who brought me to Egypt.
Eba can't say me Joseph kaino. Then yanko pon no zamba.
It was God.
Oya yanko pon.
Who allowed this? Who didn't allow this?
Ano norma kwan me yisi wa.
Who permitted this? Who didn't permit this? It was God.
Ano norma yungu kwan na wa me yungu kwan no oya yami.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is after something.
Yami ori yebribi.
We need life and time.
Life and time.
God is up to something. Live long. To enjoy what God is up for you. Live long. Live long. Don't die. Live long. Because the Lord God Almighty cares about your life. And he's up to something. 2 years from today. 3 years from today. 5 years from today. 10 years from today. You will tell the story. And you will be glad. For the misses and the losses. Shout a big amen, somebody.
Amen.
You'll be glad for the misses and the losses.
When you obey Jesus,
because of God's care for our lives. He loves us. He loves us. He's not abandoning you. Don't think God has abandoned you. He loves you. And he's up to something. I pray that you will not miss God's purpose for your life. What God has designed for your life, you will not miss it. You will not take the wrong decision and miss God's purpose for your life. In Jesus' name.
Somebody
shout a big amen.